Друзья, всем привет! Вы слушаете 66-й выпуск SDCast, подкаста о разработке ПО и его окрестностях. И мы продолжаем серию выпусков, связанных с интервью, взятых на Хайлоуде. В этом выпуске мы вместе с Петей и Мязиным из 5-минутки PHP, 5-минутки React взяли интервью небольшое у Михаила Леонова и Витаса Валентиновичуса из Ламоды. Ну, больше речь шла про доклад Витаса о логировании и о том, как обрабатывать логи. Оно немножко на английском, поэтому имейте в виду. И приятного прослушивания.
Всем привет! Вы слушаете очередное включение с Хайлоуда, да, в этой виртуальной студии. Хотя как виртуальная? Привычка, извиняйте. В этой реальной студии я, Костя КС Даймон, Петя.
5-минутка PHP.
Да, да, и с нами рядом сейчас Михаил из Ламоды, он уже был чуть ранее, и Витас тоже из Ламоды. Всем привет.
Привет.
Привет, ребят.
Витас, ну вопрос больше к тебе. У тебя буквально был недавно доклад, ты сейчас только что прочитал, про как вы работаете с логами. Да, вот расскажи сразу, в чем боль основная с логами? Их много, куда их девать и что с ними делать?
Yeah, that's the main problem. I think the biggest problem we are experiencing with logs in Lamoda that we don't understand what kind of logs do we want to keep and what's important for us. Right now we're just dumping everything and expecting miracles.
You mean what's the meaning part of logs? Some kind of
which logs are important, and sometimes after the presentation, I just heard a guy who's telling that they are really trying to retain the logs because every log is important, like it's of critical importance to ship the log. And dude, that's not logs; those are audit information. Just ship it to database, and that's it. Make a proper assumption that you need to ship it somewhere. If you're dumping it into log system. You're dumping it. It should get out somewhere, but it might not.
So it's okay to not dump some part of logs because it's not critical audit information.
Oh yeah, you should assume that logs are always missing. I mean, you should assume that logs may disappear.
Okay.
After you do that, and after you let yourself to assume that logs are disappearing, life becomes so much easier. One day of logs there. Because, well, if you lose one log and your life fails, well, you will have a bad time pretty soon.
Okay. How many logs can I lose to keep my business run?
All of them. You should actually, if your business is well built, you should lose all logs, which are logs, and your business should not stop for that.
Then why don't use such a brilliant piece of software, DevNull, for logs?
Because sometimes when you make changes to your business, you would like to know what's going on. Well, to be honest, logs are interesting only after a change. If something changes, then you're looking at logs, like to understand if you change it properly.
To collect correct metrics about changes.
Yeah, metrics are a little bit different. Yeah. Metrics are like you don't want to be blind, so you keep on looking at metrics. And logs and metrics are only related at that part where you're actually trying to understand the metric out of the log. In worst case scenario. Actually, not worst, in the best case scenario, you would understand what kind of metrics you need, and you don't even send logs, you send metrics directly. Just put it somewhere. You have also databases for that. You have time series databases specifically designed for that. So just, there is a fine development approach, which is segregation of this... not business, segregation of...
concerns?
Yeah, concerns, thank you. So, try do that. And if you can't, then yes, then you're logging everything everywhere and you're trying to fix other people's problems and further down the road. I think this is common knowledge that it's cheapest to fix the problem while designing. After you have the problem,
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and you gave a talk today about a logging system at LaModa. You have a your own piece of software to keep to dump logs?
No, it's just a interpretation of ELK stack. We're basically using ELK. That would
ELK.
Yeah. Elasticsearch, Elastic Logstash Kibana. With Kafka in front of them. That's it. This is our magical software.
And syslog. And
syslog.
And logging for this developed.
Yeah, and a few layers of syslog and file beat somewhere also. But the core concept is still the same ELK. Like, we still put all of those things there. And the only thing that we maybe have differently from other people is how we show this thing to developers. They have a contract. You have a contract. The contract is clear. It's written in one sentence. That's it.
And what is the contract?
Send JSON format logs over stdout. Everything else is not your problem.
Over stdout.
Yeah.
Is it somehow related to Docker or Kubernetes?
Yeah, it is. It was precisely aimed at that point to avoid any additional software which could run on Docker or Kubernetes, because the software already runs. Like, Docker container has that runtime has the aggregation, so why should you use another aggregator instead of the thing that is developed in the system itself? Actually the same goes on with our Linux distributions right now with systemd approach. There is a journal d which is an aggregator on its own.
Yeah, some kind of. No one likes systemd, but that's not the question.
Yeah, of course, like everyone has their own holy wars, but you know, it works. So why should you do something next to it? You'll be wasting CPU resources.
So can you explain a little bit about how to aggregate and collect logs? What's approach for collecting? You already had mentioned that only collect what you needed. Discuss about this.
Yeah, if you go and you finally manage to do this job of teaching every developer to only log what they must, then you will not need any aggregations whatsoever, because the logs will themselves be like in one strict.
So sufficient, okay, yeah,
yeah,
of course.
That's it. You just look at the data and it's data. It's already not logs, but it is data, which is formatted, well-prepared, and it's prepared to answer a question which you eventually want to ask from that data, like maybe my response time. What is my response time? So if that's the question, then developers provide you sufficient and targeted data to do that. If you don't know the question, which is usually the case.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time you don't know the question, or you actually even don't want to know the question, because you want to raise questions after the logs were generated.
Or maybe questions appear sometime later.
Yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea of logging itself. So then you just try to guess good enough what kind of data do you want, and then, you know, query. Make a query. If you can query it, then you can understand it. Also, you can visualize, which also helps with understanding. Sorry.
Okay. If I'm a developer, I do JSON output to stdout. But what if I need to dump some logs from third-party software, which is not known about the contract?
Yeah, sure. Then you add an additional software which makes the
transformation.
Third party. Like, you add another layer of code which actually agrees to the contract. I think that actually has development term glue layer, right? I mean, you just do the same thing.
So you do it in LaModa? You have
of course we do.
I mean, with adapters or log transformers, database.
Actually, we have some kind of adapters for PHP FPM itself.
Mm-hmm.
because it, there is no way to dump JSON format logs from FPM, actually. Mm-hmm. And we have some adapters. It's a Logstash or Fluentd, as I know.
For what?
PHP logs.
PHP logs are from they are passed in RSyslog. So you're sending through socket to RSyslog and then
it's not tested out.
No, it's not tested yet. Like, of course we're making adapters. Of course, I mean the contract just changes its location. But we are trying to keep the contract stable. Just have an entry point and go on with it.
And what you are doing with all that logs that you collected? It's a huge, I think, amount of disk space. And you, as you already mentioned, you don't need all that stuff. You only need some kind of semantic meaning data.
We do the same as all people do with logs. We throw them away eventually. I mean, if you look at it, all of the logs are... end up in DevNull. Just maybe after a week, maybe after 2 months, maybe after half a year, but eventually you throw them away.
Yeah, of course.
So we do the same. After we're done with them, actually after 4 days, we make archives, and those archives are kept for maybe 2 months maximum, because we don't have that much storage space. Like, sorry guys, we are not...
How much amount of data is generated, for example, after day, or per day, per hour?
32 terabytes per week. Yeah.
Huge amount.
Enough. To be honest, enough. It's 200 gigabytes of indexed data per hour. So, from my perspective, that's enough.
What's your coolest story about... incident where you have to get logs from 2 months ago from some kind of archive?
Just to investigate some.
No, I have never done that.
Actually, I had to do
that. Yeah, I know the developers are doing that, but sysadmins are not doing that.
We have an option to create a Jira ticket for our ops team and ask them to open an index for a particular date, and after that happened, we could search in these logs some kind of information what was going wrong in the system at that time.
And that was because the reason was because you, for example, built some new version of your service, and only after some time you mentioned that there are some problems. So why?
It depends. In few services, we have some kind of issues that comes in
some
visible for users, and they post an incident for our internal IT support team. After that ticket, we'll go to development, wait the next sprint, and after that to development, developer looks at the
issue date.
Yeah, issue date, and decides, oh, I need the data in logs for a particular date. And goes to ops, open the Jira ticket, and so on.
If luck strikes, then you find those logs. If not, well, let's wait for another incident.
Yeah.
Not enough data.
Yeah, not enough data. That's actually a really, really tough issue. And if we had infinite storage, it would be much better. But unfortunately, we don't.
Where you store? On magnetic lens?
On tape? No, no. In spinning disks. We have arrays of spinning disks. Like old hardware, which already is not longer useful in production. You just place it in like darkest corner of your data center and then push the logs down there.
Good old servers.
Yeah, nobody knows about.
Well, thank you guys for such interview. Vitas,
no problem.
Mikhail. До новых встреч.
Храните логи и процветайте.